Horror Stories Podcast. Well, hello out there, podcast listeners. I'm Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for me to take a break and let you have the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I put them all together in this nice little ice crusher, crumble, 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 and then I serve out a word slushy. This is weekly challenge number 220, and the topic is Mensa. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of Mensa, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Let's hear it, Steve.
Jonathan, you can't talk about UFOs if you want to get into Mensa. Abigail ignored his tight knuckles gripping the steering wheel. You're a smart guy, but they won't get it. You bet they won't get it, he snorted. Smartest people in the world, and they're UFO deniers. He swerved into the library parking lot. We're finally here. Look, Abigail said. I'll take you to a nice restaurant for our next date. As the humans walked inside, Bilarg looked up from the monitor to Zuptif. A brain buffet? It said. What a romantic date. The saucer landed on the roof. This week's music is a track, My Strange Extremities, from the group Psy, PSY, Brazil, and you can find them on Jamendo.com.
Thank you, Stephen. Oh, by the way, if you're in Second Life, this past week when I did my usual weekly Wednesday wackiness, Stephen was there and he read some of his stories, so it was really cool. That way I don't have to do all the reading and I can crash and then sneak back in. You gotta plan for the crash there. And he's got a new book, so check out his site. The link is in the show notes, as with every person's site that they send me. They're always in the show notes. You guys know that by now. How many of you are actually new listeners out there? Do I have to repeat myself? I assume that just when you start a podcast and you build and build and build listeners and you got to repeat the same old things, if you don't mention it, people will, It's the podcast economy, people. You just got to get used to it. Oh, next person's story is Zachman. I wonder what Zachman has up his sleeve.
That Norval Joe made me cry. Well, when he read that story on Compassion 365, episode 148. This is Zachman, and this is my entry for Mensa. That friend of yours, David, seems to be stupid and crazy. He told me he took a class with Professor Turtledove where he learned about how the South won the U.S. Civil War. Actually, that was a joke. David is a member of Mensa, but sometimes he gets a little weird if exposed to bad media. I think he saw the live-action movie of The Last Airbender. He should be okay in a couple of days. He was off for about 2 weeks when I loaned him my copy of Moon People. Keep him away from daytime television.
Thank you, Zach, man. And I will stay away from The Last Airbender. I never watched the cartoon series, and I don't want to see a lousy movie. I have to walk to the movie theater in the heat, which takes about 10-15 minutes, and then, like, I go there, and I suffer. I suffer with bad movies, and then I have to walk back. That's the, well, I kind of like the walks, but you get the point. Although I will see them after work, but then I have to spend an extra $2 because the matinee isn't there. So, you know, it just, whatever. Thank you, Zach, man. And heads up on the warning, folks. Apparently, Last Airbender, woof. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for his thing, and then he does it for the end of the podcast. A few others use it. You should, too. And here, this is an example of Guy's music inspiring a story, or is it his story inspiring music?
Confession by Guy David. Being different was always a curse. People used to stare at me blankly when I talked, and it would take me a while to register they didn't understand a word of what I said. Through the years, I learned to talk down a few levels, but it made me feel lonely, alien. That's why my first Mensa meeting was such a life-changing experience. Suddenly I was among people just like me, and I didn't have to talk down anymore. I could talk at my own level, and it was liberating. I'm not feeling cursed anymore. I almost feel blessed.
Thank you, Guy David, and remember, it's good to fit in, especially when it's among really, really smart people, like you folks, who are a part of the weekly challenge. Next up is Christina Lee. Now, I'd like to welcome her to this podcast, but there's a slight problem. You might notice it. I don't mean to embarrass, but there might be something a little, well, off with this story.
Where do goblins come from? They love gold, is all we know. What do they eat? Gold, I dare say, but that doesn't seem very healthy. Deep in the tunnels they dig, I question how dark they can be in their burrows with such little sun. Short and stocky, these creatures are a mystery all the way up to their bushy eyebrows. The myths we tell. They forge weapons for fun. Weapons for fun! Such dangerous beings they are. But all I know is that they love gold and their holds. That is the truth, as far as I know.
Cool. Thank you, Christina. That was a cool story. One minor quibble. Goblins was last week's topic. Now, you can always find the latest topic either on Twitter, 100 Word Stories, or you can find it on the website at the top. Have you written your submission for yet? Okay. Or if you're in Second Life and you see a poster for 100 Word Stories and you click on it, it will tell you the most recent topic. If it doesn't tell you anything but a URL, tell that person they need an updated poster. Okay? Just letting you know. But this was a cool story, and I'd love to hear one on the next topic. So let me know. And if the next one is on Mensa, we know that you are in a time zone that's 1 week behind. And that's okay. We from the future salute you people of the past, as Mitch Wagner always says. Next up is Almost Shulman. It's good to have him back. I miss him so much. Here's Almo and his story.
The general entered the room stiffly, placed the folder on the table, addressing the small group. "We just don't know how to stop this thing that's coming," he said. "We need your help, desperately." An eager hand shot up. "We could do a musical," the man said. "That would relax people." Another disagreed. "No, an operetta. That is what we need." The general's brow furrowed. "These are the dumbest suggestions I've heard. I thought this group was brilliant." "Oh," said one of the women, suddenly understanding. "Mensa meets down the hall. This is the Glee Club."
Thank you, Almo. Ooh, two for the midget, back to back. Knock him out of the park. Yeah. All right. Next up is TJ. I wonder how things are doing in North Dakota. It's the summertime, so it can't be bitterly cold. So maybe there are roving bands of wolverines, or dinosaurs, or cholesterol-testing mobile vans. I don't know. I'll just leave it to TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where it's been in the 90s, and humidity you can wring from the air, so thank God for air conditioning. I'm recently returned from vacation. See if you can guess from where. This is, I think, my first anniversary entry to 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 220 on the topic of Mensa called Sheboygan. Enjoy! Hi! Welcome to the Sheboygan Falls Dew Drop Inn here in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. Sheboygan's awfully fun to say, isn't it? I'm Epigene Wilkinson. I'll be your waitress this fine afternoon. Are you folks here for the convention? There's a Mensa convention. IQ is in the top 2% smartest people in America. You seem to have a spark of life behind your eyes, so I wondered if you were in town for that. Because they moved that. Yeah, see, they sent an advance team who met us. Moved the convention down to the Twin Cities. Try the pie!
Hold on. I'm looking through an atlas here. Now I'm looking through Wikipedia. Where do people from North Dakota like to go on vacation? No, not South Dakota. That's practically the same thing. Oh, God, not Canada. Oh, whatever. I just don't know. Tahiti, Bermuda, Tokyo, Singapore. I don't know. Maybe Wisconsin? Just wild guess, that's where I would go. Whatever. Thank you, TJ. Next up, the voice may seem familiar, but it's a completely different name and podcast, An Attitude on Life. It's Pods and Ends. Maybe you knew her as Katerina from Vienna, but now it's someone completely different, and don't get them mistaken.
Hello, this is Katerina from the Every Photo Tells podcast. I took this month's prompt in a bit of a different direction because here in Austria we use the Latin word mensa in its original meaning, where it is a place for food and later on sort of a canteen. So here is my story. The document was slowly falling to the ground. It landed noiselessly on the dirty tiled floor. Both of them bent down at the same time and their eyes locked. It was one of those moments where you look someone in the eye just an instant too long. Mary, back to work! Came the voice from behind the buffet in the mensa. The woman jumped up and joined her colleague. At the door, she looked back at the man. He looked around him in disgust. Raising an eyebrow at her, he shook his head sadly before he turned around and left.
Way cool. Don't you love it when something goes in a completely unexpected direction? Awesome. Different ways of looking at things. Different ways of looking at the prompt. Different interpretations. That's the spirit. Thank you, Katharina, for reviving my joy. Now let's see who's going to crush it. Who's next? Norville Joe's going to crush my joy. That harmonica is going to be a harbinger of my doom, as opposed to a harbinger of joy. Doom, joy, they're just two flavors in the great breakfast buffet of life. Okay, Norville Joe, let us have it.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. I am the director of The Directed. I've got no title. I just do what I'm told. Well, send us your stories. We'd like to look at them at least, and we'd like to even more be able to send them out to the world. Here's my story for the weekly challenge number 220 with a prompt of Mensa. The local chapter of Mensa was disappointed by their lack of membership. After they determined there just weren't enough really smart people in their community, they had a heated debate about what would be the best way to raise their numbers. Eventually, they decided to use the same method used to test the IQs of hundreds of historical geniuses. They nearly doubled their ranks by adding members posthumously. Their clever scheme came crashing down when National noticed. Some wise guy thought he would be funny and added names to the roster like George Foreman, Forrest Gump, and Popeye the Sailor Man. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey man, Popeye the Sailor Man was real, real smart. He had street smarts, or at least, you know, sailor smarts and sea smarts. You can't do that to Popeye just because he has a tattoo. Oh, thank you, Narval Joe. I'm just a little confused. And congratulations on Flying Island Press. You can check out Flying Island Press at flyingislandpress.com. I think they may have some stuff there, and audio, and visual, and maybe even some recipes. Yummy, yummy, lick the screen. You know, Windows 7 was supposed to have this lick the screen technology, and they don't. I'm just a little... cold. I'm just a little surprised by it. I mean, yeah, at the last minute, I had a major crash and other stuff, and I was like, damn it, that's it, I give up on Vista. And I went with 7. So now the thing is working sort of, kind of, well, iTunes works great if I only had my music library. So I've got to try importing it again. This is just, it never ends. All right, let's see. Next up is Justin. Here comes Justin with his story.
Wumbi, of the Pokalulu tribe of cannibals, was talking to Rimbu, the elder, about the proper way to cook a woman. Young Wumbi, you must remember, the more you know the woman, the more effort you must put into her preparation. Eating someone is a very personal thing.
Do spices and vegetables matter?
Nah, not so much. Eat more about what you do to the meat.
Who was the first woman you cooked?
Oh, silly missionary. We just caught her in a trap in the jungle.
How did you premiere the meat? Mincent?
Mensa? I hardly knew her.
Oh, man, the midget butchered that one badly. Just like I suppose the young cannibal butchered his first woman badly. Okay, that's just getting a little weird and a little Mel Gibson for me. Just leave me out of it. Yeah, I admit it, I went to Windows 7. I thought it was going to keep Vista running forever. You know how it is. $200 down the tubes. Yeah, I went with professional. That way I can, at some point, connect to work for the next few months with this thing. Not that they really need me to. All right, so they were out of Windows 7 Basic Home. And I really needed to go to 7 because this thing was just a mess. Now it's working, except I can't get the library. I've done it multiple times. Done it multiple times, man. Whatever. The good thing is, Windows Media Player recognizes the music. So that's a good thing. So I'm okay there. However, one thing I'm not okay with. That's right. It's time for our friend Planet Z. As we begin to wrap up this podcast for the week, let's hear what he's got.
Richard's car broke down in the middle of nowhere. The GPS was wired into the car. The display is dead as the engine. So was the integrated phone. Damn. Card-carrying genius doing something stupid. But not as stupid as the lumbering Hulk that came up to his car, a walking cliché, overalls, shotgun, and straw hat.
"You got yourself car troubles?" drawled the hillbilly.
"Yeah," said Richard. "You have a garage somewhere?" The hillbilly frowned.
"What, you think we ain't got cars or something?"
He raised the shotgun. Richard sighed. He was a card-carrying NRA member. Without his gun. Stupid.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about, well, Mensa. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for next week, or if I switch from Vista to Windows 7 and blow away my Gmail box and do all sorts of other stupid things, well, I'll just pick one. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them on a long drive and they get stranded and some hillbilly finds them and, well, I won't finish that story. Music in the background right now is by Guy David. You can check his stuff out at guydavid.com. The link is in the show notes. A little bit of podcast business for you. I've set up 100-word stories on Twitter, as I've mentioned before. I'm pretty lazy about letting folks know when I receive their stories. I will try to get better about that. Maybe in your note when you say, hey, I sent in a story. Or, 100-word stories, I sent in a story. Retweet this. Retweet it if you got it, and then I'll forget to do that. I'm also going to try announcing various things when I do those goofy readings Wednesdays. I've got another set of readings. I've got one Wednesday for Operation Squeegee, and then next week I'm doing West of Ireland and my usual thing. And if anyone else wants me to do... I did a relay cast kind of thing at Chilbo with Matthew Perot. The Matthew Show, that's the reason why I went from Vista to 7, because Vista really did, boom, everything went wrong. That's all right. Haven't had a lockup yet. That's good. Anyway, be sure to check out Escape Pod Flash Fiction. They're doing the voting right now. Merciless Storytellers is sort of, kind of, Will, are you all right? Flying Island Press has got its first issue out. World Builders Unlimited is getting off the ground. And there's also the Dribblecast out there. I would recommend 100wordstories.com, but they seem to be flaking out again. Come on, guys. Sell me the domain, and you come here. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. What's wrong with that? 5 years on, man. Give it up. Thank you for listening and sending in your stories. And being a part of the whole general confusion. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.